coming out of turn four, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas, podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, everybody? Yes, sir. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast is back. New content starting right now. This is season 6 of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Y'all know what it is. The Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three best divisions in all of motorsports. Thank you for coming back to the podcast. For those of you new to the podcast, y'all know what it is. Three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR going down on this season premiere. Half hour-ish season premiere to kick this thing off. Oh man, I can go on for more than that tonight on this edition. I'm recording this on in the work week finally. It's been actually been a long day, if you want to call it that. I am fired up. January 22nd, 2021. Wow. Almost already in the end of the first month of the new year. We're closing in quickly on Daytona in the Daytona 500. Man, there's a lot to get to in a short amount of time here. But I got hot takes already for my first topic. And oh, and somebody's coming out of retirement to race in the 500, I get more on that. There's some more entries on the list as well that has entered in the past week for the 500. And man, it feels all good to be talking about a full field, not some 40, 38, 39 cars you're talking about. You're talking about actual possibility of 43 cars in this field for the Daytona 500 2021 edition, with the names that are already on this entry list. And stay tuned, there's probably more than likely going to be a more in-depth analysis on the 500 as soon as I get a guess confirm on that. We're working on that as I speak right now. But yeah, absolutely. So obviously, before I dive on in to the start of Season 6 podcast, you can find me at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And again, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, you find that wherever you get your podcast from. It's been a minute, but I've been recording some team reviews here and there. Been doing my other podcast as well. You know what the deal is, folks. Spotify, Audio Boom. If you're listening, downloading episodes from the old Apple, please leave us a 5-star rating. And if you would like a review, that helps us out. Not with fame or anything like that. That's not why I do this podcast. Do it for the love of one of my favorite sports. Something different. Something different. And of course, y'all know what the deal is, as well as that and more, including Amazon Music as well. Well, I'm going to start off with actually the news that caught my attention before I got hot take. I might save that for the second half of tonight's season premiere of season 6 here. So I'm doing this right on the fly. Well, moving stuff on the fly. Whew. So, Jamie McMurray. And I thought this was a joke. I really thought this was a joke here. But he is making a return back to Daytona to jump in the Daytona 500. Of course, he's a former winner of this race back in 2020, where he won pretty much, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, all the crown jewel events in NASCAR that year, special year, and he missed the playoffs that year, if I'm not mistaken. And that's why the rule that it is now, because that rule was implemented back in 2010. He would have been in the playoffs, but he was not in the playoffs there. He missed it, but he won all three crown jewels, if I'm not mistaken. He might, definitely won a Brickyard in Daytona. And not, no, I don't think he won yeah, he won a Brickyard, but I don't remember if he won a Quick 600. I think that's wrong on that, but he won majority of those as well. But McMurray, he's going to be back reuniting with Chip Ganassi, and he will drive the 777-77. Actually, check that. Excuse, well, no, yes, he is, because Chip Ganassi and Spire Motorsports are doing some type of deal there. I might be totally wrong. I'm getting slowly, don't worry, I'm slowly getting back in the mix with the NASCAR thing, with everything just kind of heating up right this week with all the announcements that's been going on. So, 77 for Spire Motorsports. Remember, Corey LaJoie, which I'll talk about here later on, for the same team. He switched teams. He's on the same team. So, the 7 and the 77 back in play. And he's going to be guaranteed a spot due to the team's charter. So McMurray and the sponsor for him, of course, is a familiar sponsor. Avant Health will sponsor him in the 500 in a few weeks. And he's excited to be in this field. And McMurray, he's a good speedway racer. We should all know that by now. So this is huge. Another big name in this field. And I gotta tell you what. Just reading some of the feedback and the dialogue on Twitter about, you know, just this year's 500. Excuse me, in general. And leading up to that, of course, we've had, this feels like going back to the heyday of NASCAR. When you look at, you know, qualifying the front row, the prestige front row, being kicking off the season, winning the pole, and not only that, starting on the front row, that's big. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for not only just for yourself, but for the sponsors of your race team, your team members, your crew members. It's all around. If you got a fast race car, that's going to be a huge difference. That could go a long way to have a successful weekend down there in DB. That's what I'm talking about down there. And, of course, the duels. And we saw last year, you know, it's going to be the same thing this year. All these big-name teams trying to get them, big names trying to get themselves in. Last year, Daniel Suarez missed out after wrecking out in the duels, missed out in the 500. So we're going to see that again. A big name or two. I might as go as far as two names is going to miss it, because the entry list is getting bigger by the moment. I think it's going to be 50 cars, if I'm not mistaken, to try to get themselves in. And four spots are guaranteed, four transfer spots, two of them in the race are definitely, you get into the transfer spots, so you qualify, it's going to be a premium. I'm a 80-hour speedway race, but in particular, when it comes to the 500, qualifying is huge. If you prepare right, you got an opportunity to get in. If you don't, you got to take chance. You got to race your way in. We all know the lottery chances of that. You get caught up in somebody else's crap, mess, anything like that. And now you're putting in a former winner in there. I had to double check this. I had to double read this for myself. Oh, damn. Jeremy McMurray is coming back for at least another race there. He will do that this year, obviously. And so, big on top of that as well. Ty Dillon. And this is probably going to transition myself right on into what I want to talk about. It's kind of recap the new, some of the drivers are in new places here in 2021 here to start off the year here. Obviously, Ty Dillon, we have not mentioned him in several months. Obviously, you know, with the shutdown of Germain Racing taken away by 2311 Racing, the new team, the other new team by Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin. This year, Denny Hamlin, obviously the brother of the 2018 winner of this race, Austin Dillon, he has landed himself a deal with Gaunt Brothers. So Daniel Suarez, of course, let's not forget Daniel Suarez with Track Horse Racing, with Justin Marks' new team as well. A lot of new teams this year in NASCAR, which is definitely exciting to see that as well. I mean, it will be somewhat of a challenge with this is the last year of the old car before obviously these teams are getting themselves prepped up for the next gen car for 2022. But there's a long way to go for that to happen. Ty Dillon, he's going to be trying to race his way in to the field as well. So a lot of things going on as well. And then here's the Rick Ware Racing as well here that I have on the list as well. Cody Ware announced that he's going to be driving full-time for the 51 Chevrolet this year as well. From the support of Biohaven Pharmaceuticals as well. And then you add in Josh Balicki as well. You remember, Rick Ware Racing, I believe, has four entries on their team from last year, really. So, Rick Ware Racing, I know they're not, obviously, they're not up there. That's the obvious. They're not up there with the Kendrick Motorsports, the Joe Gibbs Racing, and so forth like that. But they're the bottom fillers here in the NASCAR Cup Series, obviously. And Rick Ware is getting some use out of that. So credit to him for doing what he's doing there. Adding Josh Balicki, I believe it was it was announced on back-to-back days. Balicki was announced in one of the rides. I believe it was the 52 ride there. And the sponsors there was Insurance King and Junction Fuse for them. And then Cody Ware, obviously, yesterday or 2 days ago, was announced in his 51 ride. So, this is the time where you got to learn where different drivers are at, new rides and things like that. We've heard both these. And Josh Balicki was with Rick Ware Racing a few times last year. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong on that, but that's a couple of names that we've heard in the NASCAR Cup Series. So a lot of driving around here as we get ourselves situated for big time speed weeks here coming up in just a few weeks.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
EG3 back in the MHKA Manhattan, Kansas, and I'm just going to continue to stay on this track here real quick, and some of the Xfinity news as well, some of the other teams in the Xfinity Series teams making some moves as well, and apparently there's going to be a team called the Big Machine Racing, and you're going to field the number 48 Chevy, which named their driver Jade Buford. That's a guy that I have never heard before. Let's be honest about that. He's going to be driving for them in the Xfinity Series this year as well. So, Vinnie Miller, a familiar name in the Xfinity Series, is going to be doing a part-time schedule with BJ McCloy Motorsports. Blaine Perkins, he's also a new driver I ain't heard about in the reset for our Motorsports in the Xfinity Series as well. And I think Perkins is going to be driving the 03 Chevrolet as well. We all know Haley Deegan. I'm going to save Haley Deegan's part of the show for the back end of the show here in just a bit. I told you there's a lot going on. It's so big the time here. But this is just a good way for me to kick back off NASCAR season. New, fresh NASCAR season here. Haley Deegan's going to be piling the one in the trucks. So that team actually is, oh man, I'm losing it right there. I'm losing it. David DGR, yes sir, DGR. I had to draw a blank there for a minute there. So David Gillen racing there. So Haley's cutting her teeth full time after we saw her in Kansas a few months ago there. Eddie Greer III. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast here, revving up season 6 official start tonight. And this episode, and there's been a little bit of a change of plans on it. So tonight, so season premiere will come out tomorrow night in wake of Championship Sunday in the NFL with the Final Four there with the AFC, well, NFC and AFC title games Sunday. Figure, well, why not just drop this in right before Championship Sunday in football. So this will come out tomorrow night. So be on the lookout for that. Meanwhile, continue to download, listen to the latest episodes of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. There's so much there you can listen to. If you have not been out of the loop for a little while, yep, get yourself caught up there. And got some news where I'm going to put the latest interview that I did recently with one of the podcasts here at the end of the show as well. I'm doing that on the fly as well, so I'm writing it down as I speak. But anyways, so real quickly here, let's go of the new silly season back to the Cup Series here, review some of these teams here before we take a quick timeout here. And actually, you know what? Speaking of that, let's just go ahead and step aside for a moment here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. When we come back, different drivers in new places. And of course, I've already teased it already. Haley Deegan was in the news for the wrong thing.
EG3 and the 3Wide podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
Wide podcast EG3 returns to the track. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas on this Friday evening. The weekend is here. 3Wide NASCAR podcast enters a new season in NASCAR season 6. The green flag has waved. All right, so Cup Series is here real quick here. I teased it just before the break there. Drivers who are in their new teams this year, and this list includes, I'm going to start with the list down here that I have written down here. I'm going to start off with Chris Rebell, replacing Eric Jones in the 20 for Jockeys Racing. And Bell did not win a race last year. Obviously, he moved from the unfortunate shutdown of Levon Family Racing last year in 1995. Now he's moved over to the 20. And, you know, expectations in that car, it's been a hot potato in that race car. You know, Eric Jones did win a couple of races, but obviously didn't do enough. So now, you know, the plan was to put Chris Rebell in his car anyways, probably from the jump anyway. So now he's in it. So it'll be interesting to see. And he's paired up with Kyle Busch's old crew chief, Adam Stevens. I think that combination, if it all pans out, could be lethal here. We'll see if Christian C. Bell can get himself on the board here. I mean, that he's more than capable of getting himself in the victory lane. We'll see what happens there with that team as well. A lot of potential there. Alex Bowman, he's staying with Harry Motorsports, but a different number. He's moving over, replacing Jimmy Johnson in the 48 ride. And Ally stayed, obviously, well, they signed a 2-year contract prior to Johnson retiring anyway. So Ally staying put. Bowman's moving there. It's going to be interesting to see, can Bowman carry that success, that momentum that he carried on in the playoffs last year? I mean, of course, he got a win last year in Fontana. Fortunately for him, he's not going back due to the strict rules out there, out west in California, about this pandemic. But Alex Bowman, it'll be fascinating to see what he can do. Obviously, replacing one of the best to do it, the 7-time champ in Jimmie Johnson. So Bowman, Scott, and he's going to have a lot of competition this year, obviously, with the addition of, I might as well just go ahead and transition to it now, Kyle Larson in the number 5, which is formerly Alex Bowman's team, the 88. The 5 is back with Hendrick Motorsports, and the last time we saw that number, that, what I believe, was Casey Kane. was in that number. So, and he had some success early before, of course, you know, being kind of faded late a little bit. And, of course, had that health issue as well that put him out of the sport, of the Cup Series at least, there as well. So, these two, that's going to be something there. You got the defending champ in there and Chase Elliott. Let's not forget about William Byron in there as well. He has a new crew chief in Rudy Fuga as well. A lot of moving pieces coming off of the championship. They got their foot underneath them at the start of last year in 2020. Kind of tailed off a bit, but picked it back up when it was necessary there. And Chase Elliott, we know what he did in the final two races of 2020. Can all that carry in to the new year? That questions will be answered here soon enough when we get into mid-February and on in to the 2021 season. Ty Dillon, as I mentioned already, he's going to attempt the 500 with Gaunt Brothers Racing there. Daniel Suarez was in this ride a year ago, and this ride was not competitive. And Daniel Suarez, he moved to the who I mentioned already in the first half of the podcast. He moved to the new look Justin Marks track house, not track course. I might have said track course earlier, probably. I've been saying that wrong this entire time. I said this a few weeks ago, but track house racing. So Suarez in number 99 from there. So he's going to have to try to do the same thing. I mean, he ain't out of the woods yet either. So there's going to be two big names going home. I'm going to say it right now. And that's probably wide out of the dark. But you know me, I like bold predictions. So I'm going to say it right here, right now. Two big names are going to go to the house and not make the 500. I mean, there's just up and down. And I've been piecing everything together here for the week of the 500 as far as drivers goes. And it's just stacked. It's just stacked to top to bottom. So somebody big is going to miss it. So see what happens there. Eric Jones with the 43. Now Richard Petty, more sports. I had that episode is already up already. I did a team review on them, Richard Petty, more sports, and sort of a preview on them. So go check that out as well. I believe that it was the last recording of the 3Y NASCAR podcast episode. Hopefully I will squeeze in at some point Richard Childress Racing at some point here next week as well. So there's that as well. Let's see, Ross Chastain, a couple full-time seasons in the Xfinity Series. He now enters himself into the Chip Ganassi stable of the 42 ride for Chip Ganassi Racing. We'll see what happens there. Matt Kenseth didn't do a damn thing. I mean, he only had two top 10s in total, but he was way off. So it'll be interesting to see Chastain, what he can do. And obviously, I mean, he's been in the Cup Series multiple times, but with a bottom feeder team. Now, you're in the ladders have moved up a couple of notches for as far as team-wise. So you're paired up with a former champion, Kurt Busch. See how Ross Chastain does it. The aggressive man, can he get up there and mix it up with the big boys? We're about to find out in better equipment. We're about to find out there. Down here is three more down here. Corey LaJoy, I mentioned in the first half of the podcast, he is in the number 7 for Spire Motorsports. I mentioned Jimmy Murray. He's already locked in with the points of the charter. He's already locked into the 500. So Corey LaJoy, he had some high hopes for this team, for this organization. So we'll see about that in this 7 core, obviously. And this comes to my mind already. The 77, obviously, was a strategy call. Justin Haley won at Daytona in the Coke Zero. Well, I'm just going to roll off the tongue, the Coke Zero 400 2 years ago. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, Corey LaJoy looking for some big things out of that number 7 Spire Motorsports team. We'll find out there. Bubba Wallace also mentioned this a little bit. 23-11 Racing, Denny Hamlin, Michael Jordan. I would like to have a lot more on this team a little bit later, so I'm going to try and save my breath on that as well. And, of course, on this list as well, John Hunter Nemechek was in this series last year, moving back to the Truck Series with Kyle Busch Motorsports. That's big right there in itself. He wants to compete for wins And I don't blame him for that. I've said this again. I'll say it again. So that could be a big move for him if he can have himself a successful season down there in the trucks down there as well. And let's not forget two other people, guys, that are going at it. And they're going to be going at it for Rookie of the Year. Chase Briscoe in the 14, replacing Clint Bowyer for Stuart Haas Racing as well. And then for me, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. This was a surprise to me. Anthony Alfredo, the pasta man, replacing John Nemechek in that number 38 ride this year. So, I mean, replacing another rookie with another rookie. So, I mean, yeah, Alfredo's going to be in good company with Michael McDowell as well. And this is one of the other future episodes I want to save as well. So, Alfredo, interesting situation for me. from looking at it. From upper deck a little bit there. So, we'll see. We'll see how he does in a full-time season there. I mean, he's run pretty well. He ran pretty well in the Xfinity Series. I'm going to have some more thoughts on that, I'm sure, as we get closer to the 500 as well. So, that's kind of the names that have been moved around for 2021 here in the NASCAR season that's coming up right up the bat.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Haley Deegan got herself in trouble a couple weeks ago by saying something that this was in the news. I have not at all once have gone back and see what she said, and I probably don't want to know what she said, but got herself in trouble for saying something on an iRacing event or some sort, something in the reins of that, and NASCAR required her to take sensitive training before her season kicked off in Daytona. And all I gotta say is, haven't we learned anything from what Mr. Larson did last year? Have we learned anything? And that's probably sensitive training. That's probably a little generous, to be quite frank in the situation here as well. She's very lucky. That's even that right there. So a name like hers, you know, it's probably why I'm so irritated about it. But you know, Larson got suspended for the rest of the year for saying what he said. And I don't know what Haley said again, and I probably don't want to know what she said. But you know, have we learned anything from mistakes? I mean, this is downright this carelessness right here by Haley Deegan, and all the attention that you're getting, it's just not a smart move. Not a smart move, and that's putting it very, very nicely. That's all I can say for that situation over there. And so, you know, you gotta learn from other people's mistakes. And that right there, that's just hard-headedness right there. What are you doing? I mean, on the game, I think people need to stay, I mean, for what it is. I mean, yes, iRacing and the other types of racing are okay, but it gets way out of line, out of bounds, and people calling people names and all this other stuff. I don't know. Some people need to stay off of that and focus on other stuff. This is bad. It's a bad look. It's definitely a bad look. And she's very, very lucky. That's all she got off with. Little sensitive training. I mean, really? I mean, that's all. The punishment has to fit the crime. And I don't want to go down this rabbit hole again like I did last year. I do not want to do it. But NASCAR, I think, she got away. Haley got away with it with the punishment deal there. And I mean, the stature that you bring to NASCAR, everybody has eyes on you, hoping you can do the big things. I mean, you got an important rookie season ahead. I mean, you gotta put all your focus on that besides playing little old games. So, Haley Deegan there, getting ready for her truck season, full truck season. So you're going to have your hands full. That's the way it is against veterans like Matt Crafton, John Nemechek, defending champ Sheldon Creed, Zane Smith, Derek Krause. Hey, I don't care. You're gonna have your hands full. That's for damn sure. So Haley Deegan in there. You better get yourself right. That's all I'm gonna say. You better get yourself right on that. All right, real quick, football, NFL. Really, when I record this, it'll be to Sunday. So Sunday afternoon, Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off that butt kicking, not butt kicking, that whooping the Saints' butt. Taking on, going up to Green Bay this time to take on the Packers. Of course, these two teams met early in the year in Tampa, and the Buccaneers ran all over them. So, and now you got to deal with Aaron Rodgers up in Lambeau Field with an opportunity to go to Super Bowl 55. That's going to be interesting there. And for as much as I want to see Tampa Bay be the first team to get to the Super Bowl, as the host team, home team hosting it there. The way that Green Bay is playing up there at home, and they're going to have, finally, Aaron Rodgers has fought tooth and nail to get a home game, especially an NFC championship game in Lambeau Field. That's going to be a tough sledding there. But, hey, when the kickoff is football's in the air, anything goes. I'm leaning the green arrow is going to go towards Green Bay in this one, and like some of my friends are Falcons fans, they're going to be pulling for Green Bay as well. I have to hop on that train, and 2 hours east of here, the Kansas City Chiefs looking to get back to the Super Bowl to defend their championship. They're going to be taking on a red-hot Buffalo Bills team, 1 seed versus the 2 seed for our trip to Tampa on the line in this one, and man, this could go either way, and we don't, at this moment of this recording, probably going to get some news, probably, I bet you we get the news of the day of the same day as the game. So, Mahomes he landed hard on front of his forehead, and he has some type of whiplash or something like that. So he's going to be coming off probably concussion protocol. We'll see what happens there on that front. But you got a confident Bills team rolling up in there to Arrowhead. This is going to be a four-quarter game. It's going to come down to who can get critical stops at critical times in points of these games. I mean, both teams got good offenses, good quarterbacks. Buffalo Bills, they got a good, I think, defensively, if they can figure out a way. I mean, these two teams also met early in the regular season with the Chiefs beating the Bills in a close game up there. So, you know, Bills have revenge in their minds. We'll have to find out if they can get it. And the Bills are hungry to get back to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1993, 94-ish, somewhere there. Yeah, it's been a minute for the Bills there, and I'm probably going to get crucified if I pick the Bills to win this game. It's really close in this one, but hey, man, I mean, at the end of this game, for some reason this year, I mean, championship teams find a way to get it done, and that championship medal, the Chiefs have shown it. I mean, they showed it against us in the game. And they showed it last week against Cleveland when they needed plays. Chad Henney did it, so they got the championship medal, and they're gonna make a just enough plays to squeak out. This one's gonna be right down the wire. KC will get it. It's gonna be State Farm Bowl. It's gonna be the State Farm Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and a lot of people want to see that. But as much as we all want to see Tampa Bay host their own Super Bowl, we'll find out what happens on Sunday. So our own Super Bowl is coming up here, February 14th, the Daytona 500 on Fox. Cannot wait for that. And prior to that, there's going to be a lot going on. Qualifying, duels, and of course, practice and qualifying will happen for Daytona Week to happen. So a lot to yet to be seen. So definitely stay tuned for that. The Super Bowl of Racing in a few weeks. The Daytona 500 returns on Fox February 14th on that. And then I mentioned the interview that I did with Wrecking and Racing a few weeks ago. That will be inserted the week prior to the 500. So that, I want to announce that. That's there so I can squeeze that into my calendar there. So I did speak with Lugs. Yes, Lugs is his name. I'm sorry, my man. But Lugs is his name there. I'm not going to mention his real name. So I almost did it. But Lugs, had a chance to speak with him. So that was a tremendous conversation there. We did talk 500 as well. So that will be slated in there here the week before the 500 as well. So that will be episode 3. Yeah, Friday, February 5th, somewhere in there. That will be episode number 3 of the season 6 of the podcast. So be out and look out for that as well. It'll be announced on my Twitter. So look out for that at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3. And again, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We're off and running. You find it wherever you get your podcast. You don't know what the deal is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap things for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Big thanks to Big D again for working with me this week. I mean, yeah, it's been kind of busy around here lately here. Everything that's happened to this point, though, but appreciate him for working this into our schedule this week. And again, this will be up tomorrow night in roots before Championship Sunday. So there's that as well. So we're off and running. We will talk to you again next week here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Eddie Greer III saying appreciate y'all. We're off and running, folks. Season 6 is off and running. We're getting closer to racing in Daytona. We'll talk to you soon.
Wherever you get your sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.